This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Discussion begin in both houses of the Federal Parliament on the government's annual policy and program for the upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers from different political parties register 37 amendment proposals. Parliament directs the government to investigate the death of a Nepali student at Keith University in India, urges the government to initiate high-level diplomatic dialogue and provide legal support to the family. President Ramchandra Paudil says right to information more crucial than ever for democracy and transparency. And Russia says airports in Moscow temporarily closed following overnight drone attack. Now, the news in detail. Discussions have begun in both houses of the Federal Parliament, the House of Representatives and the National Assembly on the government's annual policy and program for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli submitted a proposal to discuss the policy and program presented by President Ramchandra Paudil in the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament on Friday, May 2nd. Participating in the discussion in the lower house, ruling party's lawmakers termed it practical, pro-people and progressive, while the opposition lawmakers criticized it, citing that the policy and programs lack grounds for implementation. A section of lawmakers during the discussion accused the government of overlooking the need for management resources and implementation of federalism and for the prevention of corruption and irregularities. The government has also been accused of failing to present clear visions and plans for the upcoming fiscal year with a lack of strong commitments to inclusion, social justice and good governance. Meanwhile, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire shared that a total of 37 proposals have been registered in the Parliament demanding amendments to the government's press policies and programs. The next meeting of the House is scheduled for 11 a.m. today and deliberations on the government's policy and programs shall continue. In the meantime, the Parliament has directed the government to take initiatives for investigating the suspicious death of Prisa Shah, a student of Kalinga Institute of Technology, KIIT, in Odisha, India, and make arrangements for ensuring the safety and security of other Nepali students abroad. In the meeting of the House yesterday, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire directed the government to uncover the truth behind the case. He also instructed the government to ensure the safety and security of other Nepali students living abroad. Speaking at the House meeting, lawmakers drew the government's attention to the death of Prisa Shah. In response, Speaker Ghimire urged the government to initiate high-level diplomatic dialogue with India and provide legal support to the victim's family. Some time ago, Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal, who was also found dead in mysterious circumstances in the same university. According to the lawmakers, the student studying there had felt more insecurity as the incident of the same nature has been repeated. Similarly, the National Assembly lawmakers have expressed mixed opinions on the government's policies, programs and have called for the effective implementation. As the deliberation on the newly presented policies and programs is underway in the upper house, the National Assembly shall convene again today at 12:15 for more deliberations. A meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday decided to extend the deadline for the subcommittee formed to discuss and submit a report on the school education bill by 10 days. In the meeting, subcommittee coordinator Chabilal Biswakarma said that the subcommittee held 39 meetings in the period of 35 days on the school education bill and demanded an additional 10 days to conclude the discussions and prepare the report. 161 lawmakers in 152 groups had submitted amendments to 1,758-point section of the bill. President Ramchandra Paudil has said the relevance of the right to information, RTI, has become even more significant in a democracy as it serves as a vital tool to empower citizens, enhance their oversight of state investments and promote transparency in governance. addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 18th establishment day of the National Information Commission yesterday, President Podil said the right to information movement is becoming widespread globally in terms of ensuring transparency in this governance system. On the same occasion, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurung, has said that the government was committed to implementing the right to information in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज The Service Commission of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, has submitted its third annual report to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Commission's chairperson, Dr. Khadgaraj Baral, submitted the annual report to NAST Chancellor and Prime Minister Oli at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. Present on the occasion were members of the Public Service Commission, Bir Bahadur Rai, NAST Member Secretary Dr. Ravindra Prasad Dhakal, among others. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli has expressed serious concern over the delay in the ongoing work of upgrading the Kirtipur-based TU cricket ground. During a discussion held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Oli expressed serious concern over the situation that the work could not be completed within the stipulated time. Prime Minister Oli called on the office bearers of the concerned bodies and contractors to discuss the issue of the failure to complete the work within the stipulated time. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has accused Ukraine of launching an overnight drone attack on Moscow for the second consecutive night, escalating tensions amid ongoing clashes along the Russia-Ukraine border. According to Russia's aviation agency, all four of Moscow's major airports were temporarily closed to ensure civilian safety. Ukraine has not yet officially commented on the latest drone assault. However, the incident follows increased military activity in Russia's western Kursk region, which borders Ukraine. The war began more than 3 years ago when Russia invaded Ukraine, a move Moscow described as a special military operation. Since then, Kiev has launched several drone attacks on Moscow. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of the moisture-laden wind coming from the Bay of Bengal and Arab Sea, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Katmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius today and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Discussions begin in both houses of the Federal Parliament on the government's annual policy and program for the upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers from different political parties registered 37 amendment proposals. Parliament directs the government to investigate the death of a Nepali student at KIT University in India, urges the government to initiate high-level diplomatic dialogue and provide legal support to the family. President Ramchandra Podil says right to information more crucial than ever for democracy and transparency. And Russia says airports in Moscow temporarily closed following overnight drone attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.